Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called, Is a Child Really Being Diagnosed with Autism Every 17 Minutes? It's how to give your autistic child the brightest future possible. Dr. Ricky Robinson, author of Autism Solutions, has been working with developmentally delayed children for 20 years. When she first started out in the industry, she says the rate of children were being diagnosed with autism was about 4 in 10,000. Now it's about 1 out of every 110. That's like saying one new child is being diagnosed with autism every 17 minutes. Even though the disorder is on the rise, there is good news about it. A process now exists for evaluating and helping children in the early stages of this disorder that involves parents, physicians, support groups, school systems, and even the government that gives new hope for a bright future. And in this interview, you'll hear all about it. You'll also hear the sad truth behind the rise in autism, bipolar disorder, and attention deficit, and why this global problem may continue to rise. You'll hear about signs your child might have autism and the best place to go for information and support. You'll hear the simple modifications you can make to your everyday routine that usually helps autistic children and examples of the kinds of tech gadgets schools can bring in to help too. You'll hear exactly why it's so hard for autistic children to write and communicate and simple ways you can help them do it. You'll also hear the life-changing reason why so many parents are choosing a glutton-free diet for their autistic child and how to know if it's right for your situation. You'll also get a quick look at the local chapters and groups you can go to for support and research so you know you're always up to date on what's out there. There are steps you can take to help your autistic child move ahead in life instead of just continually being held back. Those steps include knowing what your child needs, tailoring a plan to meet those needs, and advocating for your child every step of the way. It's not always an easy road, but at least it's one you don't have to take alone. And in this audio interview, you'll hear all about the proven process that works and where to go for help. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Chris Costello, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff to bring you the world's best health-related interviews. So if you know anyone struggling with their weight, with cancer, diabetes, ADHD, autism, heart disease, or other health issues, send them over to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Today we are talking with Dr. Ricky Robinson, author of Autism Solutions, How to Create a Healthy and Meaningful Life for Your Child. She's been in private pediatric practice for over 30 years, specializing in children with developmental delays for over 20. Dr. Robinson, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Chris. It's a real pleasure to be here.
So you have written Autism Solutions, and I know a lot of parents are going to be very excited to hear that there are solutions out there for autism.
Yeah, that's the main reason that I wrote the book, Chris, was because in my 20 years of experience working with children and families living with autism, I've come to realize just how many different things that we can do and offer to children and families that will improve their lives and help them progress up the developmental ladder. And really, I am so hopeful for all of these kids that we can help each one of them find their place in the sun eventually.
Now, the rates are just going up dramatically, and as many of us are aware of the autism challenges, what do you think is going on with these higher rates of autism?
Well, that's a great question. When I entered the field 20 years ago, the rate of autism, which was considered rare, was 4 in 10,000 children. Now, today, they're staggering amounts. It's 1 out of every 110 children who are diagnosed with autism. That translates to one new child being diagnosed every 17 minutes. And since 4 out of 5 are boys, that's 1 out of 70 boys. So with rates like this, which are truly epidemic in proportion, one has to look at our modern society and say, what is different today than what it was 40, 50, 60 years ago? What we're coming to learn is that the environment that we live in today is pretty toxic. And there's no end of toxins that are out there that our children are exposed to all the way from utero on.
And so what are some of the things that parents can do? Let's start with that. Let's start with the expectant mom to kind of reduce their chances.
Because we don't yet know what it is, we live as healthy a life as we possibly can by controlling what we eat and what we put in our bodies. But the truth is, we all live in this global world, and with a nuclear meltdown occurring in Japan globally, it will affect all of us. As much as moms do everything they can, of course, to help their children, but this is a society problem. We have to be willing to ask the hard questions and really look into what's been changing this environment for all our children, because it's not just autism that is sky high today. It's attention deficit, it's bipolar, anxiety and depression in all of our children.
In a lot of adults, too.
Well, no question about that.
So, Dr. Robinson, when a parent brings a child that they're concerned about with any of these issues you just mentioned, what are some of the first things that you do with them?
If the child has the early signs of autism, and autism is a disorder of communicating and relating. So we're looking for those signs that indicate that a child's having difficulties in these areas. I tell parents that if for any reason they feel like they're not connecting with their very young child, absolutely get to their doctor and ask their child to be screened for a developmental delay. If a diagnosis of autism is made, the key to helping develop the right transformative plan for a child is to know the child as an individual. So that means moving beyond the label of autism into who that child really is. How does he learn about his world? How does he take in the senses and appreciate what's going on around him? And that then helps us come up with a plan that's totally tailored to the individual child.
And what about schooling for kids with autism? The schools just are not set up to deal with kids with any of these issues that we just talked about. So how do you navigate those waters?
As you know, it's not easy. And for some parents, it becomes a full-time job, just being the advocate for their child, which is really a shame in today's society. But that is the fact of the matter. And so I find that the best thing we can do is to demystify a child for the school system. This is not a case of one size fits all. There's no cookie cutter approach that works for kids with autism, because if one thing worked, of course, we'd all know about it. And so we have to tailor it to the individual child and be certain we meet his needs. And I can give you a simple example. In ordinary education, of course, we teach kids how to use pen and pencil and to write. But kids with autism have motoric problems. Their hands don't work well for them. So just the act of writing can be very, very difficult. So what I say is that if we're trying to find out what a child is thinking and feeling, we have to develop a bypass strategy. Because if they get so connected to trying to write that A correctly that they forget what it was that they were going to write. If we're trying to find out how good his penmanship is, then let him write. For example, I am bringing in the iPads now into kids who are in second grade or third grade so that they can communicate what they're thinking. And when we support this kind of thinking in the school system, a child can really start moving ahead rather than being held back because he's not able to express himself.
So kind of acknowledgement of the things that are going to always be problems for some of these kids and focusing more on the strengths. And heaven knows we do have so much technology now, and that's everybody, adults are using technology all the time.
Yeah, so no one who's an adult really writes much anymore. So it's going to be a lost skill at some point. But I do think that modification across the board for kids in the school system is the only way to go.
And how about the gluten-free, the dietary changes? Have you used that with your patients in the past with success?
Well, clearly it's one of the options, and it's one of the more popular options that parents like because they can mobilize it and implement it themselves. And in the more medical-based approach that I present through my book and in the pages of Autism Solutions, what I suggest to parents is that up front, we need to find out all of those medical problems that their children have. And there's no question that children with autism have many more medical problems than typical. They have GI issues, and this is where the dietary may work. They have sleep issues, which are profound. They have immune issues. They have seizures much more frequently. So all of these need to be addressed. And if up front I can predict that this is a kid where diet is going to help, then absolutely we need to do the diet. And for some of the dietary things, such as true gluten toxicity, the kids really can't be around gluten. On the other hand, some parents want to try it, and we do. But if you do choose a diet, you have to be certain that the diet a child is eating is nutritionally sound and he's getting all the right nutrients and minerals and vitamins that he needs.
And one of the things with raising children with autism, it's so critical to get support. And where are some places that people can go that you've seen are just tremendous in giving support and help?
What I try to do, I've written about this in Autism Solutions as well, you know, reaching out to the community that you know. So clearly friends and family, some of whom are helpful and some of whom are not. And then connecting with others within the community who have children with autism and putting family support groups together, which have really popped up through all kinds of communities. Then you've got the national organizations that are out there that have local chapters. So, for example, Cure Autism Now, which started in California and became Autism Speaks, had many chapters all through California where parents get together to not only support each other, but also to feel like they're doing something positive, to raise awareness, to raise money for research, and to be up to date on what's new out there. And then many parents use their own community house of worship or their own recreational sites to find support. And then one does have to use the systems to get the financial support and the professional support that they need. In California, we've had the regional center system, and we're very fortunate because it's much more than many other states have. But we all know that great financial problems in California right now. It's impacting the degree to which services are being offered. So, you know, as much as we can all advocate for our kids, the better off we are.
And Dr. Robinson, you know, how did you get inspired to write Autism Solutions?
Well, it really came from the children and the families living with autism and seeing how these kids had progressed and realizing that there could be a future for them. I was so inspired by their stories that as parents encouraged me and they said, write this all down because it's been so helpful for us. That notion was in mind when I realized I wasn't going to be able to extend myself beyond the patients that I care for. And I really, really wanted to be able to empower families, whoever wanted it, with the knowledge to be able to go to their own physicians and their own professionals and say, what do you think about this? Could it apply for my child?
And so what will people find if they get a copy of Autism Solutions?
Well, they're going to find that the majority of every question that parents ask is answered in this book. From the moment parents feel that something just isn't right with their child, to learning about what they need to know even before they have an evaluation, to the entire evaluation process and how they can specifically learn their child, to using relationship-based approaches, to wooing their child and bringing their child up and learning how to develop this interactive dance that we call a relationship, to meeting every challenge along the way, including the emotional and the medical challenges. And finally, thinking about the things that will start very early in their child's life that will help prepare them move on to adulthood so that they can follow their own dream and create their own life and make it meaningful for themselves.
Wonderful. And where do people find more information about your book, Autism Solutions, or your work, Dr. Robinson?
If they go to my website, it's drrickyrobinson.com. That's Ricky with an I. They will find lots of information and resources, like you said, for support, as well as other informational pieces. And there's also a place there that if they wish to order the book, they can from multiple sources. However, it did hit the bookshelves, and they can also go into their local bookstore. And if it's not there, ask for Autism Solutions. I'm sure the bookseller will love to get it for them.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Robinson. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. That's the end of our interview with Dr. Ricky Robinson. For more great interviews on health, wellness, and marketing and business, go to Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.